Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. On the future of talk radio, GCN.
Back to the Power Hour. I'm looking forward to this next hour. I hope we don't have any problems connecting with our guest, Mr. Bennett, Scott Bennett, because I sure want to hear what he has to say. Let's go next to Steve in California. Steve, you're on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I think rather than a bus, maybe you should go for a motorhome and try and make whistle stops around the country, educating people like my mom and dad. They're trying to get me to accept prescription drugs and treat my body like a dumpster instead of a temple.
That's not funny, but I mean, it's funny when you say it that way.
You educate them, and if they're willing, but if they're not, then...
Okay, why do you think I should get a motorhome instead of a bus?
Well, a motorhome would have... You have space, you can cook those wonderful meals that you...
Well, you can do that in a bus, too. No, a bus is 40 foot long. Yeah, a bus is 40 foot long. Oh, I'm not kidding you. I'm talking about a bus that's been converted to living in it. Yeah. I'm talking about a live-in bus, yeah. And it's a lot sturdier, so it's a lot easier to ride down the road for a long period of time, too. But, I want to make whistle stops around the country, do programs everywhere we want to go. Like, I definitely want to go to Knoxville, Tennessee, or to our station there with Harry Grothjohn. Go around the country, KLID, go down there and visit with them in southern Missouri.
KCXL. How about South Carolina, those two false flags that have just happened? How about my parents' house in Laguna Hills? Try and educate them.
Well, I would like to try to educate everybody, and that's what we try to do. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. I got to move on, but thank you, Steve. Let's go to Helen in Georgia. Helen, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Well, Joyce, I just wanted to call in because of your guest yesterday that mentioned about the Inuit elders up in Alaska that were noticing the sun rising at a different position. Mm-hmm. I was so glad to hear that, because for the past year, I have been noticing how strangely the sun is positioned in the sky here. Mm-hmm. I just happened one day to be driving home from grocery shopping and noticed the sun. It was like 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the evening, and there's the sun at like the 1 or 2 o'clock position in the sky, just as bright at, you know, like high noon almost. And I was yes, and it hit me about a year ago, and I just freaked out, and I went, oh my gosh, you know, why is the sun up there? Because when we were growing up, you know, 5-6 o'clock, the sun was always long and getting low on the horizon. And I've been saying this to a couple of people, so that gave me a little bit of validation. And if you could ever have some guests or anybody that knows a little bit more about this and let us know further information as to why this is happening, and also for all the other listeners out there to please pay attention to this when they're driving around and see if they notice it as well.
Very good. That is strange. Yeah, I have noticed it in bizarre positions also, and I was glad he said that. Well, I'll see who we can get on the program. Maybe James McCanny would be a good guest for that. Well, we'll check into it. Well, thank you very much, Helen. I appreciate the phone call.
You bet. We love you, and so happy to have you back.
Thank you. Love you, too. And I am so glad to be back. I am so honored. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. And I'm so thankful to my Heavenly Father that I don't know what happened at that retreat in Texas, but, I mean, it was an automatic, unbelievable turnaround. Just want to say in the news, there's something bizarre about ISIS is now going to mint gold. I just can't even get my head around this. I mean, I was shocked when I saw FBN, Fox Business News, announcing ISIS is going to be manufacturing gold coins. Really? Man, these people are coming a long ways, aren't they? You know they've got help from the United States, and you know something is up here. I don't get it. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, we're going to go to Scott Bennett. I do hope everything works out well, because I definitely want to hear from this man. Remember, he was recommended by Ken O'Keefe, who has been a super, super guest on the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
To the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Bennett is our guest today. He is a former U.S. Army Special Operations Officer with the 11th Psychological Operations Battalion, Civil Affairs Psychological Operations Command, and a Global Psychological Warfare Counterterrorism Analyst. I want to tell you all this because I want you to appreciate who and what this man is. He was formerly, and we're going to talk about this one for sure, with defense contractor Booz Allen Hamilton. He received a direct commission as an officer, held a top secret, sensitive, compartmentalized information security clearance, and worked in the highest levels of international counterterrorism in Washington, D.C., and MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. He developed and managed psychological warfare theories, products, and operations for the U.S. Special Operations Command. He served in the Bush administration 2003 to 2008. And his educational background, Bachelor of Science in Advertising and Spanish minor from San Jose State, Master of Arts in International Business and Public Policy from George Mason University, and a Ph.D. in Political Theory from Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. He also says that Michael Hastings, journalist, was killed, assassinated, as well as Michael Isikoff. He also has on his website information stating that should he be assassinated, consider this information. You can go to his website at Army PsyOp wix.com /Scott Bennett. Now that'll be at the Power Hour guest agenda or Power Hour guest page and also in the email blast. And then I want to finish up by saying that for all of this, Scott Bennett served 2 years in prison. We're going to find out why. Scott Bennett, thank you. Dr. Scott Bennett, thank you so much for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Joyce, it's so good to be with you.
Well, you come highly recommended. It doesn't get much higher than Ken O'Keefe, I got to tell you, here at the Power Hour. So we are so thrilled that he recommended you to be on the Power Hour because I wanted someone to speak for what is going on in the military. What are they thinking? What is their position? Where do they stand? Let's first talk, though, about your background, because to me, you've been involved in the belly of the beast. I don't know if you're one of us or not, you and the stuff that you've done.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people think that and say that, too. And I have to thank Ken O'Keefe. I love the guy. I think he is one of the true leaders and the last great leaders of our military and defines what it means to be an American, to fight passionately and vigorously and uncompromisingly and to stand up and speak and call out, people who hide the truth. And Ken does it brilliantly, and I really was so pleased that he connected us. The only correction I would make is Michael Isikoff wasn't assassinated. Michael Hastings was. Michael Isikoff did come up to interview me, but he buried the interview. He never reported.
Uh-huh.
So he wasn't killed because he was afraid of being killed professionally if he aired anything about the interview I gave him and Tom Hamburger. And they never sent back any of the documents that I gave them at the interview site. So it,
interesting.
But my background, getting back to the question you asked, I had went into the military as a direct commission. I didn't, and very few people get direct commissions unless you're doctors or lawyers or you have a lot of experience in education. And I had a lot of experience in education. I'd been in the world of advertising. I'd been to 20th Century Fox, Dark Horse Comics. I'd been in Hollywood up in San Francisco in the advertising community. And then I moved out to Washington, D.C. in 98, where I proceeded to work in the political circles. And I worked at think tanks and conservative organizations. I was always a very strong right-of-center Christian conservative. And I had originally went out to Washington to challenge some of the shenanigans and the corruption that I saw in the Clinton administration. And I worked at Heritage Foundation, and I got my master's at George Mason University, and then went on to do my PhD at Catholic University. And then September 11th hit, and I had a lot of background in Islamic mentalities and Islamic minds. So I was incorporating that into a thesis. And make a long story short, I was in the Bush administration from 2003 to 2008, doing a lot of that work, building bridges. I then was recruited into Booz Allen Hamilton after a meeting I'd went to with Donald Rumsfeld and General Dick Myers, chief of staff at the time. And I got a contact call from Colonel Jeff Jones, who was the wizard of psychological warfare, if you will. And he was renowned as the Merlin in charge of all of the original Desert Storm, Haiti, Bosnia psychological warfare products. And he himself called me and said, you know, I'd like you to join my team. And I think you've got, you know, all these backgrounds and skill sets that are abnormal in the military. No one has them. No one thinks like that. No one writes like that. And that's precisely what we need. Now, of course, Jeff Jones was an asymmetric warfare special operations PSYOP guy, so he was naturally thinking outside the box. But I was very delighted, and I joined his team, and I went through quite a training regiment. I trained the Special Forces guys at my battalion. Then I went through the whole gamut, infantry school, and it was pretty tough. I was 38 years old, but I humped through it like Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now. But I came through quite a different man, and then I had a lot of experiences at State Department, SOCOM and CENTCOM, and a lot of it was top secret, and I had a clearance, so I never talk about anything that's classified. But I wound up being sent down to track money supplies, money sources at U.S. Central Command. And my boss, who was down there, who I didn't know at the time, but Colonel Jones had told me about him, was Dov Zakheim. And Dov Zakheim was the comptroller at the Pentagon, who had been responsible for $2.3 trillion that went missing. And I was briefed on, you know, what I was going to be doing and who he was and who the team was, and I was prepared to go down and dig everything up and do my duty. So I went down, and for about 5-6 months, I'd flown down on a Learjet commanded by Admiral Eric Olson, who was in charge of Special Operations Command. And, you know, I was given special treatment, and I did good work. I came up with products that no one else came up with. And the next thing I know, I started finding out a lot of funny business, a lot of contractor fraud things and stuff that just was weird. And I filed reports, and I made questions and inquiries and presentations to military officers. And the next thing I know, I'm stopped at the front gate. I'm ordered out of my car, and I'm put through this incarceration for a DUI, they thought. And I thought it was a test. I thought it was an examination to determine my capabilities for deployment. But I came to find out later it was all a setup, because the DUI was thrown out. There was nothing there. But they used that to ransack my condo on base and say, oh, your paperwork isn't in order, so we're gonna terminate you. And Booz Allen Hamilton fired me. And then 9 months later, after I got back and still think it was a test, 9 months later, I had written a report to the Pentagon and to top Army people on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell issue that was coming through and how that was going to negatively impact our soldiers in the Islamic community. And next thing I know, I'm indicted. 1 month after that report went up the chain of command, which pissed off everybody you can imagine in the military and the Obama administration. 1 month after that, they abused their government authority and indicted me. But here's the miracle, Joyce. What they meant for bad, they meant for ill, God meant for good, because he took me and he sent me to a Pennsylvania prison. Even though I went to court, I fought it. I thought it was going to be thrown out. And we can get into the legal aspects of the violation of military jurisdiction, how never before in the history of the United States has a military officer been prosecuted in a civilian court for military-related duties.
Really?
This is a new threshold. This is a new low. This is a new precedent. This is something they should have hearings on by itself to see how many other military guys have you tried to prosecute with a civilian court because you had no charges in a military court. So they prosecuted me. And again, I didn't talk, and my lawyer at the time was David Shalala. Well, David Shalala is the nephew of Donna Shalala, who now runs the Clinton administration.
Mm.
And the Clinton administration had gotten all this money from the Swiss banks and the Middle Eastern countries that I was exposing. So Donna Shalala's nephew set me up for a fall, didn't represent me. I thought he was going to. I thought, well, he promised political connections and he was going to make things go away. And it never happened. And I was I know the CIA was involved because they had sent out a bolo the very day they stopped me at the gate. And they blew my cover and sent this bolo all over the world, all over the military bases in every part of the world. And I had friends in Afghanistan contact me and say, Bennett, we just got a bolo with your face on it. What's this about? So I knew CIA and others had stepped in and blown my cover on purpose. So I knew this was now a big setup, something, the avalanche was falling. But they had sent me to, after court, they sent me right into prison. The CIA had said I tried to dress up as a police officer as well. They tried to throw that in to make the judge even more thinking I was crazy. And that was a complete lie, but it was a tell. And they threw me up into a prison in Pennsylvania. I was supposed to go to California, but for some mysterious reason, I was redirected to Pennsylvania, and that's where I met the Swiss banker, Brad Birkenfeld, who had brought over, a year or two before, 22,000 bank accounts on illegal Swiss bank accounts that were financing terrorism and doing money laundering and all sorts of bad stuff. Now, had I not gone to prison, I would never have met him. And if I had never met him, I would never have had access to this material that I should have had access to in the military, in the top secret world I was walking in. But I had to go to prison to find the goose that laid the golden egg.
Interesting. All right, we got more on the story, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to get to what is the military thinking and what's really going on in the military with our guest today, Scott Bennett, Special Forces, former Special Forces, served his time and then paid the price. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is dedicated to our
guest.
ladies and gentlemen. That is for our guest today, Scott Bennett. Scott, we salute you. We thank you so very much for what you have done and the fact that you're willing to speak out today here on the Power Hour. Let's continue with your background. The fact that you were prosecuted for something that you hadn't done, what was really going on and why did they do what they did to you?
Well, you know, that song is so perfect because it was exactly what kept motivating me and was my divine wind besides, you know, my faith in God and service to Him, was that I was on mission. I was an Army officer, and I was not abandoning that for anybody.
Wow.
And I was there for a purpose, and I was going to continue to fight and dig and find out what was going on. When I get to this prison, I meet Brad Birkenfeld. Now, some have said, wow, you were set up. You went there for a purpose. The Army used you for a deep special operation. That's all possible. But there's also the better possibility, and that was God made it all happen. They didn't count on it, plan on it. And when I got there, I met this Brad Birkenfeld, the Swiss banker, and I saw over 6 months, we sat down at a table on a rock garden with some other very brilliant guys that were former military and lawyers and others. And we pieced together his 22,000 bank accounts and his story and how they were never given to the military. Now, these bank accounts were connected to all of what you're reading today on the 28 pages and the missing 9/11 report, the Osama bin Laden computer files that were supposedly acquired at his, quote, you know, assassination in Pakistan and loaded onto the USS Carl Vinson, and all of the donors and Saudi and Kuwaiti and Qatari families and governments that were given money through hawalas and charities through Union Bank of Switzerland. And Brad had brought this to Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer, and before that it was originally brought to McCasey, and they didn't do anything. And what's significant is he was chased out of Geneva, Switzerland by the CIA. The CIA had went to Brad Birkenfeld and got him into a DUI situation and then went into the jail cell, flashed the CIA badge, got him out, and then tried to press him for intelligence. Well, who do you think was on that intelligence operation? But none other than Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden
had reported to Glenn Greenwald. One of his turning points was seeing Brad Birkenfeld and what had happened to him. Well, Edward Snowden saw Brad Birkenfeld there in Geneva, Switzerland, but he also saw them in the reports that I filed up the chain of command to Booz Allen Hamilton and the military and the Congress. So when Snowden saw his name and his former target and now me, a Booz Allen guy, he took the money and ran. He packed his suitcase and headed on out. He determined it was time to cut bait and run. And Brad Birkenfeld and I put all these materials together. I said, Brad, we have to get this out because you're telling me that not one time did a military person ever debrief you on all this intelligence. He said, never, not once. And he was really upset about it because Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer, the attorney general, the assistant attorney general, he couldn't understand why they prosecuted him for materials that he gave to a closed Senate hearing. He had come over and gone to the Justice Department. They kicked him out. They didn't want any of his material. He went to the IRS. He went to the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. They didn't want it. Tim Geithner was involved at the time. And then he goes to the Senate, and Carl Levin and John McCain and these other people are up there. And they finally give him a subpoena so he can come and testify before closed doors. And what do? They take his testimony, they give it to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice prosecutes him. And they throw him in jail for 40 months. And he's as mad as a hornet, he can't believe it. And then he meets me, and we put all this together. And I see the WikiLeaks cables, and it astounded me, and I knew God had put me there because I said, Brad, I was at the State Department counterterrorism office when these WikiLeaks cables about you were being written. We had discovered that the WikiLeaks cables that were being written from the State Department were talking about making special treaties with the Swiss and prosecuting him. So we took all that, filed it up to General James Mattis at U.S. Central Command.
Okay, we got to take a break. We got a three-minute break. We'll be back with our guest today, Scott Bennett. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing, like, for the first time this information. We're going to talk more about Booz Hamilton, who they are, after this three-minute break with Scott Bennett. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
All loans subject to index score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, stock market is down 28 points after the opening about an hour ago. I want to remind you that Strauss Heart Drops, which is a Canadian company, Strauss Heart Drops, which makes a heart drop for the heart that works. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a former heart transplant nurse, and I guarantee you, I have never seen anything like this before. Strauss Heart Drops, if you purchase a bottle of Strauss Heart Drops today from the Power Hour, they will give a bottle free to a veteran. Now, this is an awesome offer because they're a little costly, but you know what? Worth every bit of it because they last for months. The bottle will last for months. But we're going to give to the veterans, for every purchase that you all make, we're going to give the veterans a bottle. And I've been getting lots of emails, and I thank you all for that. Those of you who served, just send me your service years and a little bit about your experience, and we will send you a complimentary bottle of Strauss Heart Drops because they do work, and these vets have been so maltreated, ladies and gentlemen. They need all the help that they can get. Also want to remind you that the Colon Cleanse is on special at the Power Mall. Colon Cleanse is on special, so please take advantage of getting that. And Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar is on special. The nutritional yeast, the liquid aminos, all these good things, and the books are on special, along with the Silver Botanicals products. And those are, to me, the best that you can find. And the hemp products are on special. God's food versus man's food. We have God's food here at the Power Hour. So please give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Joining us today is Scott Bennett. He's telling his story of having worked for Booz Allen Hamilton. I just wanted to add that, as you all know, I have this document called Biological Testing Involving Human Subjects by the Department of Defense. It's dated 1977. You can't get a hold of it. I'm not supposed to have it, but I got it. And in there, it lists all the contractors that the U.S. government used to test biologicals on the citizens. And right there listed, Scott, is Booz Allen Applied Research was involved in the testing on human subjects from 1957 through 1968 that I can document. So they've been around a long time. Just real quickly, give your description of what Booz Allen Hamilton is today, if you would, please.
Booz Allen Hamilton is a very old company. It started way back in the World War II days for the Navy and expanded, and it was very key in the growth of the military-industrial complex and had been right up there with Halliburton and Vietnam and then had expanded and grown and grown and grown. And they designed the Homeland Security apparatus blueprint. And all of the ex-military guys would leave the military and join Booz Allen Hamilton and just continue the work that they were doing in the military. And it has contracts all over the intelligence and the military community. It's got a vault up in its McLean building with top secret SCI documents that I think is unconstitutional and a violation of law, but they are able to courier top secret documents into their facility. And there's a lot of Mossad operatives that are within Booz Allen Hamilton, Jewish-Israeli intelligence sources that have no limitations in what they share, basically. And Booz Allen also was owned by the Carlyle Group, and Carlyle Group was connected with a lot of the 9/11 stuff. Mm-hmm. Carlyle also owns the companies that give the clearances, USIS, and so there you have the incestuousness of the Carlyle Group owning
the USIS. I'm sorry.
Yeah, USIS is a firm that gave security clearances. They did background checks and all that.
Okay.
So they're supposed to be independent and do background checks in order to facilitate top secret clearance status. But they're owned by the Carlyle Group. Now, Carlyle Group also owned Booz Allen Hamilton. So the company that wants the security clearances and the company that gives them are owned by the same parent company. So you know there's a conflict of interest there.
Mm-hmm.
I had come into Booz Allen Hamilton in 2008. Again, working on strategic communications, global psychological warfare, and had been in all sorts of military commands. So it's a very big firm. Some of the interesting things that are there that need to be exposed to members of Congress is the fact that Dov Zakheim was my boss at Booz Allen, but also Booz Allen was contracted to find the money sources of terrorists. Well, Covington & Burling is a law firm in Washington, D.C. that Lanny Breuer and Eric Holder worked for before they became Attorney General and Assistant Attorney General. Covington & Burling represents HSBC and Union Bank of Switzerland, two of the biggest Swiss banks that are connected with terrorist financing. So this law firm that represents the banks that have bank accounts that terrorists use and CIA black operations use and all sorts of others, that law firm has a guy working for it named Roger Zakheim. Roger Zakheim is the son of Dov Zakheim. So Booz Allen Hamilton is, and it's also connected with Covington and Burling, because there are promotional videos and white papers that were written between Booz Allen Hamilton and Covington and Burling. And Union Bank of Switzerland. So you see this odd matrix of Union Bank of Switzerland connected to Covington and Burling, connected with Booz Allen Hamilton, connected with the Clinton Foundation. Because the Clinton Foundation had Union Bank of Switzerland come alongside and do great promotion and all sorts of initiatives with them. So now we're starting to see the Clinton administration, who's headed up by Donna Shalala, whose nephew is my former lawyer. We see them all tied together, and you couldn't make it up, and it's all documented, and it's all there. So Booz Allen was contracted to find the money sources, and Dove Zakheim was heading that up. His son, Roger Zakheim, is heading up Covington and Burling's, basically covering up the banks that had these bank accounts. Now, before Roger Zakheim went to the went to Covington and Burling, he was on the House Armed Services Committee. Well, my reports, starting September 25th, 2012, were going directly to him. So no wonder they were buried and covered up. Roger Zakheim, the son of Dove Zakheim, was the gatekeeper. And I also sent it to, Mike Rogers was his boss at the Armed Services Committee, so he's got to hang. When I say hang, I mean hang for treason, because kids are dead. Kids have lost their arms and their faces and their limbs from IEDs that were bought with money that came out of these Swiss banks from Middle East donors, Wahhabist, Salafist donors that have led to this whole ISIS creation. So there's a very real trace track that we can look at and present to the American people to say, look, sorry to say your kid's dead, but he didn't have to be. Because all these bank accounts could have been shut down in 2012 had Dianne Feinstein and Mike Rogers and Peter King and all of these 150 to 200 senators and congressmen that I wrote over 2 years, had they done anything about it. Now, the other corruption part here is Brad Birkenfeld. When he and I filed this report up to U.S. Central Command on August 1st, 2012, when Brad got out of prison, he wanted to make sure he was out so they couldn't kill him. He was paid off on September 11th, 2012, $104 million. Well, September 11th, 2012 was the very same day as Benghazi. And the Benghazi incident, as you may know, is connected with Syria gun-running operations, Israel establishing a base up in the Green Zone. A lot of the gold confiscation, because the Libya government was off the paper standard and on the gold standard. So, and now we see Libya in a mass exodus, all these North African immigrants invading Europe, which is causing Europe to have all sorts of pangs and right-wing sort of backlash. But that's all responsible to the Benghazi attack, September 11th, which incidentally happened the same time Birkenfeld was paid off. And all of this was known from 2012, and it's never been acted on. Nothing's been done. No response whatsoever. The only response was from Rand Paul, a very tepid letter saying, I've seen your documents. You have to go to Pennsylvania and try to do something there. That was it. But every other member of Congress tried to cover it up. The Senator Bill Nelson in Florida wrote Dianne Feinstein about me, saying I needed to be shut up and covered up because I was as dangerous as Snowden. Now, that guy right there is violating the Constitution, because I'm not talking about things I'm angry about or grievances. I'm talking as a military officer illegally imprisoned who's discovered Swiss banks and terrorist financing, a cache of actionable intelligence that can keep soldiers alive, that can keep Europeans and contractors alive, that can stop the money flow from these Gulf nations into terrorist operations. Not a single thing was ever done. It's now just becoming surfaced. With the 28 pages, it's embedded in there. It's embedded in the Osama bin Laden intelligence documents, if you believe that they say they acquired it. It's also embedded in the Massawi affidavit, where he labels and names specific donors and operations. So it's all there.
let me just stop you right there, because you're mentioning all the people that we think are cartoon characters, like Massawi and Osama bin Laden, which we believe died in 2001 when it was reported first by Fox then. You know, all of these are characters that have been generated, then created, then manipulated, and placed upon the public to believe as if real, ending up now with ISIS, which I think is nothing more than a U.S. front of mercenaries that are over there doing whatever they're told to do. Help me understand, where you've been inside of all of this. What is the reality of it?
Well, that's exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more that Osama bin Laden was in fact killed early in December, I think it was 2001 or so, or shortly after. Massawi being a CIA front, I think that's proved by maybe not a front, maybe he was victimized. I haven't fully digested his background and his details. They may have been recruited by CIA operatives, and none of that is being exposed through the mainstream media. But there is intel and data there that can be used to crack open this whole scam, which was 9/11. And I've worked with Susan Lindauer and Barbara Honegger and Alan Zabrowski and Richard Gage and a bunch of people who know
the
9/11 stuff, Rebecca Roth, and a lot of these people who really study this. I didn't look into the 9/11 thing until much later because, of course, I drank the Kool-Aid. I had been a military officer. Of course, my military would never lie to me. My government would never lie to me. Of course, these were savages that somehow crashed planes into buildings, and these buildings miraculously took down, or these planes took down buildings that just turned into powder. Well, you don't really get a chance to really be quiet and think until you go to prison, and then you meet and study this material, and you go, wait a minute, this opens up a whole new front. But the key is, Joyce, getting this material, because I know I'm honest, and I know I'm not going to back down in the face of anybody on planet Earth when I present this material of what I found. And I called the moment they were having whistleblowing hearings on the Hill, Kathy Rubio and I called on her radio station and recorded the calls. We called all the members of the committee, and I debriefed their staff. I said, look, my name is Scott Bennett. I'm calling because you've got a whistleblower, special forces guy up there. You need to have me up there. You need to know about this story. This is all true, and what I went through was worse. They put me into a civilian prison when I was a military officer illegally and unconstitutionally, and they did it because I was exposing terrorist financing that is still going on. So if your committee's not a show, if you're not just doing a puppeteer operation, then you better have your congressman, your senator, call me immediately for a debriefing. Because I'm not here just to talk. I'm here to take intelligence to men who've been empowered by the Constitution to act in the best interest of the people of the United States. If you're not going to do it, then get out of the job. And that's what this can be used as for men and women going to town hall meetings or going to their churches and organizing ministry teams, political action teams, and take this and use it to say, what have you done about this? And if you're not going to do anything, then get out of the job.
And who responded out of all the people that you contacted?
Rand Paul was the only one.
Rand Paul
was the only one. I got another letter from Jim Webb, but he said, I'm retiring. Thanks for writing. And here's Jim Webb, the Marine, and I wrote him a few times.
Oh.
Jim Webb, the Marine Corps, who's Secretary of the Navy, and that's all he writes? I mean, it's so obscene and infuriating because as Americans, we expect these people to be honorable. We expect them to do their due diligence. And when someone is reporting the equivalent of, hey, I see 355 planes coming over the Pacific Ocean on their way to Pearl Harbor. They're going to attack it. I've got the battle plans. And they don't do anything about that? Well, then every sailor that's killed in that war, in that attack, their blood is on the hands of the people who did nothing. That's the equivalent of what we've got here. This was given to them in 2012, September 25th. And it's in shell game, and all of the documents are up there, all of my background and all the letters, every single letter I wrote to a member of Congress or the media, which includes everybody at Fox News, they did nothing, is in the book on the website. It's labeled Exhibits. And it's exhibits that I intend to bring to the Senate and the Congress to say, here are the letters I wrote to you, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Mike Rogers. All
now, I want you to tell the listeners how they can get those books also.
Well, if they just Google Shell Game by Scott Bennett, it'll pop up. The publisher's lulu.com. Or you can go to the website, www.armypsyop.wix.com/Scott Bennett.
Okay. And I want to encourage you all to get the books. I've not seen them yet. I hope I get them. But I want you to please think about getting this. Now, let me ask you, we're going to go up against a break right now, final break. But if you were to, and then we've got 3 minutes after that, so stay right where you are. But
right.
If you were to start to talk to somebody about this, how do you start out with this voluminous amount of information? How do you get your point across of, oh, my gosh, we got a problem here?
Well, the simplest way is if someone walks into a town hall meeting or a coffee with your congressman or senators, they're all coming back for the summer, get the book. You can get it downloaded as PDF and print it out, or get the hard copy or the soft copy and take it in and say, Senator, Congressman, I'm a constituent of yours, and I know I've got intelligence here from a military officer about Swiss banks being funding terrorism that we have right now in ISIS in the areas of operation that are killing our soldiers, and I want you to do something about it. And here it is, and I want to know what you're going to do about it, and I want an answer right now, and then I want to follow up in a week. So you take them right to the wall. You put them right in the corner so they can't
get it. What we've got to do. That's what we have to do. Enough people have got to do this, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this three-minute break. Final segment coming up with Scott Bennett. Stay tuned. Former Special Operations. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank and Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with Scott Bennett today. You know, we haven't even gotten into where we wanted to go or where I wanted to go, but what you've learned here is that God had a plan for Scott Bennett. God is making this happen, and we need you to do that. And I was just talking to him during the break that with the information that I have and the information he has, it's time that we go forward and we let them know we're not backing down. The documentary that I did, Beyond Treason, that is now time that that come forward and be sent to all the congresspeople also, and as well as his books, his information. So we're going to have Scott back on again. And, of course, we will definitely have Ken O'Keefe on again. But we want to have Scott back on for 2 hours to talk about all of this criminal aspect. Let me go back to the money coming from the Swiss banks. Wherein is the responsibility of the U.S. government in this? Is the United States government orchestrating this money that's going in, providing those IEDs and also the, because we know that the certain parts of them, detonators were made in Minnesota, so we know there's something going on here with a connection to the United States. How much of a role has the United States played in trying to play both sides of the war?
Well, that's exactly what it's done based on the facts, based on its actions. You judge the government by what it's done and the politicians by what they've done. What they've done is they've enabled money to continue to be funneled into the coffers of terrorists. So the United States Congress and the presidency and the highest levels of the military, Ray Odierno, Martin Dempsey, all of these clowns got my report. They've all enabled terrorists with money. So they're all guilty of treason. They're also guilty of a United Nations criminal court violation, which prohibits any trafficking of money to terrorists. And the U.S., I think it's the Patriot Act, you have some clause or other clauses in the federal law. I don't have it in front of me. But you've got terrorist money that's being facilitated by the United States because they're refusing to act. They can't stick their head in the ground when someone pokes them and hands them a document listing where the terrorists are getting their money. They just can't do that. This is not you and I getting this and saying, I'm not going to do anything. This is a member of the United States Congress, the United States Senate, the member of the Foreign Intelligence Committee, the member of the Banking Committee, the member of the Homeland Security Committees. All of these people have been informed and they've done nothing. And it's just now starting to unfold and avalanche because I'm for the first time using a computer and a phone and I'm not in prison. That's what they got away with. They put me in prison for 2 years where I had a typewriter. But every day for 2 years, I wrote letters. I sat at that desk for 2 years and did nothing else but type. I was also a tutor. I taught Spanish guys English and I gave guys their GED. So I was doing a little bit of a ministry work. But every day I type letters. I was firing letters to every congressman and senator I could. And I also sent it to everybody at Fox News. Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, Greta Van Susteren, Chris Wallace, Sean Hannity. All of those guys got all of my letters. 1211 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York. Not one of them did a single thing. So this is the item that men and women who've served in the United States military or who have families who've lost a person need to go and challenge their political leaders and replace them if need be.
Absolutely, without a doubt. But it's got to be more than replace them because there need to be some people spend the rest of their natural lives in prison for what has been done here. Scott Bennett, we salute you at the Power Hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce.
You have a blessed day, and we'll be back with him soon, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you. Tomorrow, open lines in the first 30 minutes of the second hour, and then we have Dr. Gary Null and Patricia Bragg joining us tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.